Today is the third week of Lent. Welcome Jesus to all that is messy in your life. Take a moment to pause and breathe in and out slowly, intentionally. Rest in knowing that God is with you, even in the messiness of life. Have you ever been accused of not listening? Consider what helps you to listen and what hinders your listening. There's a moment from my life a number of years ago that I hope to never repeat. I had just started a planned 3-month sabbatical with a multi-day silent retreat. In the midst of the silence on that first night, I wrote 4 words in my journal I hope to never write again. God, I miss you. You might ask, how can a pastor miss God? My answer to that is I end up missing God the same way any of us end up missing God. By allowing other voices, other priorities to distract and drown out the one true voice I should be intentionally seeking first. And when I'm distracted by all the things I have to do, when I don't first seek to hear God's voice, I very quickly take things into my own hands and make a mess of it. Today, we find Jesus invited into a home he was probably familiar with, as it is the home of some of his closest earthly friends. As you listen to this week's scriptures and reflection questions, place yourself in the home with Jesus, being present to all that is taking place. Where do you find tension? What would you describe as messy? Who do you find yourself more inclined to sympathize with?
As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her."
Being on the scene with Jesus, how would you describe the demeanor and presence of Mary? Describe Martha's attitude toward Jesus, toward Mary. Why do you think that was? How do you honestly feel about what Jesus shares with Martha? Currently, where in the messiness of your life do you need to hear these words from Jesus? Words that invite you to first be with him and then proceed to do.
as you enter into today's scripture again, reflect on who do you tend to be more like, Mary or Martha? For whomever you choose, imagine what Jesus is showing you from his presence in this messy scene.
As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her."
I appreciate the encouragement we received from C.S. Lewis on this theme. The real problem of the Christian life comes where people do not usually look for it. It comes the very moment you wake up each morning. All your wishes and hopes for the day rush at you like wild animals. And the first job each morning consists simply in shoving them all back and listening to that other voice, taking that other point of view, letting that larger, stronger, quieter life come flowing in all day.
In these final moments today, picture welcoming Jesus with anticipation into your home. Find yourself sitting with Jesus in your favorite chair, enjoying your favorite meal together. In this moment, what do you hear Jesus say to you as one of his good friends?
Jesus, we acknowledge the messiness of our lives, how we add to that messiness, how that messiness is put upon us. Jesus, love us and help us to love through the messy.